You're listening to The Sports Moment.
March 5th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
The high school boys basketball playoffs are underway. Time to update you on the first night of competition in Section 6A. There were five play-in games last night around the area. And we have talked with a couple of the coaches from last night's games. How about the big upset win for Rotse as the Tigers, the number 11 seed in the section playoffs, defeated number 6 seed Underwood in Underwood, 46-45. And in that game, the Tigers fell behind by 12 in the first half. They were down 6 at halftime. But Rotse started the second half on a 13-0 run. And I asked head coach Steve Jacobson what kind of keyed that run to get the second half underway.
Well, you know, we tried to make a few adjustments. We knew they had two kids that beat us the last couple times, and instead, we started out in a triangle and two, and then at halftime, we basically went to a man-to-man, and the kids bought into it, and we basically shut them down, the ones that we needed to. But, you know, it's all about playing with your heart. And, you know, for these young men, I think it's been I've heard anywhere from 5 to 7 year drought as far as winning a playoff game. I told them it was up to you guys, and they went out and performed in the second half and just listened to what we told them to try and do. Couldn't be prouder of them.
Now, Steve, defensively, you held Underwood to 45 last night, and you only scored 46. But how do you feel your offense is progressing at this stage of the season?
You know, we're sharing the basketball, where I think at the beginning of the year we were depending too much on one or two of these young men, but now we're moving the ball around. You know, my goal is, and I told them I'd like to see 4 or 5 in double figures, and we almost had that last night. We don't score a lot of points, and I don't know why, but so we focus on defense. But, you know, I'll give Landon a big shout-out. Besides having the points, he also had 13 rebounds, and he's starting to come around for us. And Matt Danielson had 8 rebounds, and Preston Curtis 6. So we finally attacked the boards on both ends, where we haven't been doing that in other losses. So,
well, it certainly doesn't get any easier. You've got a big challenge coming up Thursday night as you come to Fergus Falls to play Hillcrest Lutheran Academy, the number 3 seed. And I know that in your earlier contests with them, their big guys, Noah Brumfield, and Luke Christensen gave you some problems.
The two games we played them, they've had 25, 23 consecutive. So, I mean, those are the two we have to just contain and try and slow down. And they are. They're one of the best in the conference, and you got to give them credit. But watching tape and watching them play against a team like Hankinson and that Science deal, they're beatable. We just have to almost have a flawless game, though, for us to beat them and keep them in low points. I'll give them credit. They're a very good team. My dad, who watches out in Arizona, said, "Are you playing a college team the last time we played them, just because of their size?" So, you know, it's going to be a battle, and hopefully we can give them a game.
Rotse and Hillcrest, one of the matchups Thursday in the Section 6A playoffs at Hillcrest Lutheran Academy in Fergus Falls. So Rotse, with that upset win, 46-45, they'll stay on the road against the Comets. Battle Lake got a win at home as they defeated New York Mills 60-47 last night. So the Battlers move on. They will travel to Ada to face Ada Borup West on Thursday, and the Cougars are the number 2 seed in the section playoffs, and Battle Lake is seeded number 7. I did catch up with Brady Cameron, the head coach of the Battlers. We talked about how a first-round game on a Monday night isn't easy, can be a struggle.
Yeah, Monday night games are rough, especially if you're playing last Friday. Kind of getting pumped a little bit by heading to refocus over the weekend and get ready for Monday game. We had a little shoot-around after school to kind of go over a few things and get ourselves ready. I think it's also a little hard to play a team that you beat by 30 a couple weeks ago and then, you know, kind of have a mindset over we'll be okay, we're just going to come to this game and play like we did. And Mills beat Rotze last week and kind of have a little bit of high here, and they played their tail off last night and made our guys work for everything. So it was a tough game, but it's always good to get a playoff win in March.
Well, Jack McCallson, who missed part of the season with an injury, has been back and been a key part of your success in winning 11 out of the last 13 games. But how much does Jack's return mean to the players around him as far as providing them opportunities to do things that they won't be able to do when he's not in the lineup?
Yeah, having Jack back has kind of taken some pressure off of everybody else. Jack's able to handle the ball, get the ball off the floor, where we struggled at times with that before. It's taken a lot of pressure off my nephew Braxton, who was playing point guard before that, averaging 4, 5, 6, 7 turnovers a game, you know, through that stretch when Jack was gone, hurt. And so having him back is kind of took a lot of pressure off Braxton and Mason to have to bring the ball up the floor and just kind of let the offense flow a little bit easier, too, because he's able to take some extra attention. So guys are able to get some easy shots because of the extra attention that Jack takes up.
Defensively, holding New York Mills to 47 last night, tell us about your defensive effort.
We've been, defense last night was really good. I was very proud of our effort last night. Mason DeLugi, you asked me, he's the best defender in the section, and then probably in this area. The kid averages 10 rebounds a game, 3 steals, 3 blocks a game. Last night he held Mills' best player to 0 points after he had 22 on us the first time we played. So Mason was a little frustrated last night because he didn't score, but we said, Mason's okay. You held their guy who scored 22 to 0 points last night. Sam struggled to score for them, and it's because Mason was chasing all over the place. And then, like I said, having Jack back, too, just gives a little more continuity to our defense. Our guys fly around. They play really well together. Starting to communicate a little bit better late in the season here. Some switches and different things that happen in our defense. So our defense is starting to flow a little bit, and hopefully we can continue that momentum on Thursday.
Well, the reward is a matchup with Ada Borup West, the number 2 seed in the section playoffs, on the road on Thursday night. What does that matchup look like for the Battlers?
It's going to be a tough one. They're strong. They're athletic. Coach Thorne did our scouting report for this game, started on it over the weekend. I'm kind of preparing ahead. So I watched a little bit of film last night when I got home after our Mills game. But they got some guys that can shoot, and like I said, most of it's just their size, their strength. They have some really good guard play, getting into the paint. So we're going to have to really defend and guard our man, keep guys out of the paint, and close out to some shooters. Defensively, they get after it. They use their length and play some zone once in a while. Their man-to-man's up in your face. So it's going to be a tough test, but cause I think our guys are ready or battle-tested. We got the likes of Hillcrest and Henning out of the way here. We played them. West Central, Browerville, you know, we got a lot of experience playing some tough teams. And even just in our conference in general, it's a tough conference to play night in, night out. So we're hoping our guys are battle-tested and we'll get some scout stuff done the next 2 days in practice and be ready for Thursday.
Brady Cameron, head coach of the Battle Lake boys basketball team, as they won 60-47 over New York Mills last night. Jack McCallson had 26 to lead the way. Other games in the play-in round, Frazee knocked off Lake Park Audubon 73-58. That sets up a battle of the Hornets on Thursday night as Frazee travels to Henning to take on the top-seeded team in the North. Breckenridge won their game 67-64 over Parker's Prairie. Cowboys go to Barrett now to face top seed in the South West Central area on Thursday night. And Benson advances with a 78-59 win over Ortonville. Benson will now match up with Belgrade Bruton El Rosa on Thursday night. Tonight, the Section 8-3A quarterfinals will be played. Fergus Falls is the number 4 seed. The Otters get a home court advantage in that opening round game as they will host Ricori, a Central Lakes Conference rival they are very familiar with. And that one is an 8:05 start. It's primary day today, so once the polls are closed, you can put the ball in the air and get the game underway, but not before. So 8:05 tonight for the tip-off at the Otter Fieldhouse at Roosevelt Gym. And that game, of course, if you win, you go into the semifinals, and that would be a matchup in all likelihood with number one seed Alexandria on Friday night. Alexandria will host Wilmer in their quarterfinal game this evening. Well, one of our sponsors is Lake Area Docks and Lifts, and of course, with five convenient locations to serve you from around Lakes area, they are ready to get you ready for summer fun, and it looks like it's going to be a long, fun summer ahead. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation that dates back to 1883. They have locations in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, and you can always visit them online at pemlaw.com. The Minnesota Timberwolves were in action last night. They closed out their seven-game homestand with a win. They beat Portland 119-114, and that completed a four-game sweep of their season series against the Trailblazers. Rudy Gobert, 25 points, 16 rebounds. It was his 43rd double-double of the season. Michael Conley added 19 points and 7 assists as the Timberwolves will move into a first place now in the West by a half game over Oklahoma City and Denver with a record of 43-19. They are an NBA best 30-9 against Western Conference opponents. They are 20-5 against teams with a less than 500 record, and they are 23-8 at Target Center. That is the league's fifth best home record. Karl Anthony Towns hit 14, Anthony Edwards 13. Naz Reid added 12 on 4-for-4 shooting from three-point distance as Minnesota was playing its fifth game in 7 nights and completed their seven-game homestand with a record of 4-3. Now, they won't see Target Center for a while. They're going on the road for a six-game road trip starting on Thursday at Indiana. It is their longest road trip of the season. But Target Center is still going to be busy because the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament tips off Wednesday night at Target Center. Some of the best women's college basketball players and teams in the country will be in Minneapolis for that tournament. It's been sold out for weeks, and the main attraction, of course, Caitlin Clark of Iowa, the all-time scoring leader in NCAA basketball history. She leads her second-seeded Iowa Hawkeyes into the tournament. Ohio State is the number one seed, and those two teams have split their two games this season. I think a lot of folks are hoping that they'll see a rematch in the finals of the Big Ten Conference Tournament. The hometown Minnesota Golden Gophers are the number 11 seed. They will play number 14 Rutgers on Wednesday night. Tip-off is slated to be 25 minutes after the first game of the tournament between number 12 Purdue and number 13 Northwestern. And if the Gophers beat Rutgers, they will advance to play number 5 Michigan on Thursday night. Also, the Minnesota Gopher men's basketball team learned that freshman guard Cam Christie has been named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week after his stellar performances at Illinois and at home against Penn State last week. It marks Christie's second honor this season. The Gophers will close their home season Wednesday night when the Indiana Hoosiers come to town. Williams Arena for that one, 8 o'clock on Wednesday evening. And where will Russell Wilson land? It was announced yesterday by the Denver Broncos that they have informed the 9-time Pro Bowl quarterback that they plan to release him, a move that ends a tumultuous 2-season run with the team. And now, who are the most likely suitors for Russell Wilson? Time will tell, but that's $85 million in dead money against the salary cap. Wilson is 35, and he enters a free agent market where teams such as the Minnesota Vikings and the Pittsburgh Steelers could have interest in a veteran quarterback. Well, my commentary on that would be I'd rather give Kirk Cousins the money than Russell Wilson. And that's going to do it for our podcast today. Thanks for joining us. Lots of tournament action we'll keep covering all week long as we are at the most intense high school tournament week of the winter season. And not too far away from the NCAA tournament getting started as well. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.